Once upon a time, there were four little rabbits.
How old are you, Johnny? She asked.
16.
We few, we happy few, we band of brothers.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
A wise old king once said, "Of the making of books, there is no end." How true today. Of the overabundance of writing published each year, what's worth reading? The answer is simple. Read only the best. Come join the discussion on Just the Best Literature.
Hello again, everyone. Thanks for listening in today. Well, you know, it is hard to believe that the month of April is nearly over. Now, I think we all know what's going to be happening in the education world. College and high schools will soon be conducting graduation ceremonies. All of the elementary and middle school students will be out of school for summer vacation. And parents and grandparents, here's a question to think about. Should we allow our school-age children to just waste away summer's time? Now, most expert educators realize that education should not just come to a sudden halt because school is out. The facts are in. Students who do nothing to stimulate or educate their minds during the summer months lose. I mean, they don't gain. They lose a large portion of what they gained in the school year the previous year. Now, that should cause all parents and even grandparents alarm. But I want to ask you parents and grandparents a question. What about you? Shouldn't you spend some summertime continuing your own education as well? Now, I'm sure you probably all figure out where I'm going with this. Well, here I go. Summer is the perfect time for reading. And parents and grandparents, you should be reading. And if you do your reading, well, you're setting a great example for, well, the young people that are close to you in your life. I know some parents, or I should say some grandparents, are even raising young children. And, of course, parents, we hope you're raising young children if you have young children. But I want to encourage you to read one particular genre of book this summer. And the title of the genre is biography. Now, for today's program, what I want to explain is why you and your children should be reading autobiographies, biographies, and memoirs. Now, let me just mention a few points about why reading biography is good for you adults first, and then we'll talk about the children. Now, what I want to do for this section is I want to quote from an article titled Five Reasons to Read More Biographies by Kevin Eikenberry. Now, in case you don't know Kevin Eikenberry, let me explain about him. He is a best-selling American author. He's a speaker. He's a leadership trainer. And he is president of the Kevin Eikenberry Group. And what this group does is they go out and consult on learning and on business and business leadership. Now, I really like what he has to say in his article because he really advocates that adults become book readers. And, of course, all the longtime followers of this podcast know that I recommend the same thing. That's what we've been trying to do with this podcast for really 2 years now, is to get you to read more and to actually read books, not read on iPads or some electrical instrument, but to read an actual book. And it does really give you more, investment in reading. It also gives you more interaction with what you're reading. And so it really is important that you as an adult, but also your children, learn to read literal books. Now, in his article, Kevin does focus on reading biographies. And the reason he does that is because he feels that reading biography does educate people how to develop into leaders. Now, it just makes sense. Reading the lives of others, how they overcame their problems, how they became successful, or even how they failed is really some of the best education. Now, here's what he has to say at the very beginning of his article, and I'm going to give you several quotes from this article. And again, you can find it for yourself online at the blog.kevineikenberry.com. And so you can find this there. But here's what he says at the very beginning of his article. He says, most people who read books tend to have a particular type of book they favor. Some of you read novels. Some even focus on a certain genre, like science fiction or mysteries. Some read self-help or personal growth. Some read extensively and largely exclusively in their area or of career or where their career focus is. Now, the point is we've really tried very hard on just the best literature to give you a whole look at different kinds of books or different kind of genres. And, I think it's time, to get back to maybe some reality and let's get into some memoirs and let's get into, some biographies. And I'll explain the difference between all the biographies probably in the next program. But the thing is, a good biography does show us how people overcame their problems, how they struggled to success and maybe became successful. But then also there's some that even show us how people failed. And that really is good education. Even Winston Churchill said that he learned intensely from his failures. And, you know, he came out of his failures much stronger sometimes. Now, I really wholeheartedly agree with what Kevin Eikenberry is saying, and he's actually saying it a little better than maybe I could. But here's what he also says in relation to reading biographies. He says, reading a great biography or autobiography can be as exciting as your favorite thriller, provide more valuable and useful lessons than most self-help bestsellers, and offer more professional development wisdom than you can likely apply. And so I really think he's right there. And, we can, when we read biographies, it can be just as exciting as, some fiction is. Now, adults, we need to vary our reading. We really shouldn't just read in one favorite genre. And, I like to read fiction, but I really have found that if I read biography, that it's actually much more stimulating, much more thought-provoking. And really, it does help me to even apply some of what I learned to my own life. Now, Kevin Eikenberry actually recommends that an adult read one biography each month. And then as we go through these programs, we'll give you, ways to find these lists of all the good biographies out there. And we may not agree with everything on the list, but that's up to you to learn to choose, the best ones. Now, I really think also, just by way of recommendation to parents, here the summer's coming and, your young people are going to be, of course, they're going to want to get a little break from school, and that's fine. They're going to want to go on vacation. They're going to want to do fun things. But I think one of the mistakes that parents make with young children during the summer is, yes, they need to have free time and they need to go on vacation. But I think they feel if the children are reading fiction or science fiction or if they're reading some fantasy books, that's kind of a break from school. But really, we need to be really extra careful what our children are reading, especially in the area of fantasy and science fiction. And of course, we've talked about that on this program. But biography, autobiography, and memoir are the best reading, really, for the elementary school age and the high school students. And I'll explain later in the program why this is so important. But for right now, let me briefly give you the 5 points Kevin Eikenberry makes in his article. And, it's really, I think it's an article, worthwhile. And so here are the 5 reasons that he gives. And this is more in the middle of his article. And here's point number one. Why you should read biography. And he says, the first point, they allow you to stand on the shoulders of giants. Now, I think that's an impressive comment. And where did he get this idea from? Well, he says, in the 1670s, Sir Isaac Newton wrote in a letter to his friend Robert Hooke, and here's a quote. It says, if I have seen further, it is by standing on the shoulders of giants. And so here, Newton, in a humble way, was saying he was able to accomplish what he accomplished because he stood on the shoulders of other men, that also accomplished a lot. And so what Eikenberry shows in his article is that is exactly what happens when you read a biography. You can actually stand on the shoulder of a giant man. I mean, when we read biographies about Abraham Lincoln, or we read biographies about George Washington, or we read biographies about, say, General Patton, we can learn from their lives, and we can stand on their shoulders, so to speak. And so I thought that was really, you know, it gives you a really good picture of what reading can do for you. And we can learn lessons from those giants. And so I think that's a really important point. Okay, the second point is really quite remarkable. And again, that's why I like this article. He says, reading a biography reminds you that history repeats itself. Now, it was George Santayana. I want to say Santana. Santana was a music group, by the way. But George Santayana, he wrote this in 1905. He said, "Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it." Winston Churchill was favorite. His favorite saying was, you know, the same thing. If you don't learn from history, you're going to be doomed to repeat it. And that's not an exact quote, but that's really what he meant. And so one of the best ways to take advantage of the history, or maybe the history of the experience of others, is reading a biography. And then if you even read about Winston Churchill, and he made many mistakes in his life, well, you can learn from his history and not repeat it. And so I thought that is, you know, really a very good point to think about. All right. The third point that Eikenberry feels is important, and you know, to get us to want to read biography, is biographies promote self-discovery. Now, self-help books are just so popular. And of course, we've even covered Benjamin Franklin's autobiography, which was considered the first self-help book ever written in the United States, and we know it was good, and we know it's still a bestseller today. But the thing about biography does for us is if you really read a biography, let's say, you know, you pick out, if you want to be an artist, you read a biography about an artist and what they had to do to achieve their greatness, you're probably going to learn more from that biography than you're going to learn from a self-help book like How to Paint or How to Draw. And the point is I know I've even been taking this drawing course, you know, through DVDs, and the artist that I'm working with, he has recommended biographies that we read of other artists to show how you need to have certain disciplines, you know, to show you how you need to have a commitment to wanting to learn to draw properly. And so biographies really can force you to think. Now, it's not going to be as easy as a self-help book. You're not going to get point one, point two, point three, but you're going to be challenged to you find what the points are, and that you can study a person's life. And you can, I mean, there's great engineers, there's great military men. You know, Napoleon, we know Napoleon, was just a despot, but he studied the lives of other generals, and he became very effective at winning battles. And so he read biographies. Now, point number four, the biographies do allow you to see the world in new ways. When you study the lives of others, and even study the lives of you know, great men, and I know I've bought some, you know, biographies of Leonardo da Vinci, and there for a while, just, you know, maybe 5 to 10 years ago, there was a lot of books on thinking like da Vinci. You know, there's a lot of, you know, titles like writing like Da Vinci, or keeping notes like Da Vinci, and so that was really popular at one time. But again, if you read a biography, it does help you to see the world in a different way, and especially when you read the autobiographies of people from different countries, and you know, that's really amazing that we can get a different picture of the world. And generally, when you read a biography, again, they're well-written stories. They're really very interesting. But they're going to talk about the environment that individual who's writing the biography or the autobiography or even the memoir. You're going to get a picture of the way life was for them. And so it does give you, a different view of the world. All right, point number five, and this is the last point for this article, is biographies give you mentors at a distance. That is a big thing today for volunteers, but it's a big thing in business for the people that have come up through the business world or even in any successful profession. And, they get close to retirement age, they become mentors and they help, either young people or they help, other people in business. And so, a biographer or reading a biography or reading even a favorite biographer, Paul Johnson is a great one for that. But the thing is, you can learn from a distance. And, it's like if you read a biography of Abraham Lincoln, if you read a biography of Churchill, if you read a biography of George Washington, and you really study it, well, they can become your mentors, and you can look at how they ran their life, and you can measure yourself against what they were doing, and they become mentors at a distance, and it's not going to cost you more than buying the biography, and so those are the five reasons that Eikenberry gives, and again. They're very good reasons. And, what he's saying is you really need to decide to become a book reader. And like I said, we've been telling you that on JBL now for a couple of years. And so that would be really, really good for you. Okay. Now, let's discuss for just a few minutes why reading biographies are good for your children and for young adults. Now, what I want to do is I want to quote from an article titled, The Benefits of Reading Biographies by Samuel Blumenfeld. Now, this article is taken from Practical Homeschooling Magazine. And so what I've done is I've actually tried to make his article sound a little bit like Eikenberry's, but his article is not broken into these three points, or it's not broken into points like Eikenberry's is. It's more broken into three points, and I've done this myself. So I've kind of like refashioned this article, but you can get this article online and by just checking out the Practical Homeschooling Magazine online. But here's three points from his article why your children and young adults should be reading biography. Point number one is they can learn valuable life lessons. And that's really important. Is if you look at what children need most is in some ways our schools do a disservice to our children. They take them in and they just try and beef up their brains to get them ready to have a job, but they're not necessarily teaching them how to live their life. But a biography would do that. He writes in the very beginning of this article, he says, the reason why young people should read biographies, autobiographies, memoirs, and diaries is because they provide the most valuable life lessons. And, that's so important. Children need to learn, how to respect adults. Children need to learn how to get along with others. And, memoirs and autobiographies, generally will talk about these things. He goes on to say, people who write their autobiographies usually have an interesting story to tell about the trials and tribulations of their own lives. He goes on, every life has a beginning, a middle, and an end, and how one has lived one's life should be of great interest to those who are still at the beginning of their life. And so, sometimes our young people maybe don't have the really good role models that they should have, and we know that there's sometimes really very tough family situations, and so really your children can be really well educated about life lessons just from reading biographies. Okay, here's point number two. And again, I'm fashioning this from his article. It says biographies can be instructive about potential careers. And I know that when I was growing up, that we were encouraged to read about other people in different careers. And, you know, for example, there are very famous people who have written biographies. Like I said, famous artists, there's famous engineers, there's famous military people. You know, there's famous inventors, famous scientists, famous poets, famous artists, famous even teachers. You know, they've written these things. So the thing is, if students read these memoirs and biographies, well, and if they have the idea they want to be a writer, well, get them a biography from a writer. If they want to be a poet, get them a biography from a poet. If they want to be a politician, I mean, there's some great books out there that would teach them what it's like to be a politician. What if they want to be a soldier or an attorney or an inventor or a scientist or an engineer, even a teacher? I mean, there are a lot of biographies out there that are built for young people with this kind of a philosophy behind it to show them how exciting this career is or that career is. So that's point number two. Point number three, in terms of why, you know, students should read from biographies. And the point is, there is a priceless value to learning about the life experiences of others. And, you know, sometimes, you know, some of our great scientists or great inventors or even, you know, great poets and writers, some of them had to go through, you know, a lot of trials in their life and a lot of experiences, but they never gave up. And, you know, Winston Churchill is one of those. He never, and as he said, he never, never, never gave up. And, of course, there's just been a movie recently about him. And, you know, our students and our young people need to learn that. There's inventors. There's even architects. There's these, you know, great, you know, even city planners that they've done, you know, these extraordinary feats, like build these huge dams or build these wonderful bridges. And all these are areas of endeavor. And there are secrets of their successes are locked up in these biographies. And so it's really good for students to, you know, to learn these kind of things. So, again, even this point number three, I think, is very similar to Eikenberry's, you know, thoughts on history repeats itself. When you look at human experience and you're studying from human beings, I mean, even a child can be taught if they read a biography of someone else. Maybe they're making mistake after mistake after mistake. If they had a biography, maybe they would learn not to make those mistakes. So I think it's really good for our parents that, you know, even Sam Blumenfeld does give some examples of biographies that children should be reading. And one of the statements he makes, and I agree with him 100%, is one of the best sources for biographical stories is the Bible. I know when I was in grade school, we had one teacher that would read a Bible story to us at least once a week, and they were always fascinating to me. You know, there's the stories of Adam and Eve. There's the stories of Cain and Abel. There's the story of Abraham and Joseph and Moses. And I really shouldn't even call them story. These are histories. The story of David and King Solomon. And, of course, you know, there was the life of Paul. And, of course, the life of Jesus Christ. There's lessons that can be learned, and those are all biographies. Of course, there's biographies on George Washington. There's biographies of Abraham Lincoln. There's biographies of Ulysses S. Grant. There's biographies of George Patton, Douglas MacArthur. There's Thomas Edison. I mean, there's all these biographies out there. Even, you know, I know that it's kind of like unfair, or maybe people consider it a little bit racist to talk about Christopher Columbus. But I remember as a young boy reading a biography about Christopher Columbus, and that was exciting. But there's other explorers like Magellan and Vasco da Gama and James Cook. I mean, all those things just build your imagination. There's even biographies of Mozart and Beethoven and Mendelssohn. So the thing is, for children, there's even biographies for boys, there are biographies for girls. And so really, it's just endless. Well, I'm sorry, but we've run out of time for today. This always happens. But next time what I'll do is I'll discuss how to choose a biography. There are several different types. And then I'll introduce our summer series on British biography. Now, the first book in this series is titled Churchill, and it is by Paul Johnson. And you can find this book on Amazon for about $14 for Prime members. But you can also find a really good used copy of the book for about $6 at abebooks.com. So that's when we get into the discussion portion of JBL, that's the first book we're going to discuss. And again, I'll give a short introduction of the book and all that. But I've purposely chosen a small book. It's not a lot of pages, but it's going to give you a really good view of Churchill's life. So please write me any comments you may have to JBL at PCRG.org. You can follow JBL on Twitter at JBLiterature1. You can also follow JBL on Facebook. Simply search for Just the Best Literature. And remember, you can leave me a comment at Facebook. So until next time, keep reading.
You've been listening to Just the Best Literature on Trumpet Radio, 101.3 KPCG, streaming online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.